the inaugural podcast between Burke and Ian. Two kids who really aren't going anywhere. Anyways.
Fair point, fair point.
Let's just get down to the basics. Right now, we don't have a title or name for our podcast.
Okay, yes.
And on my drive over to my friend Ben's house, who we are using, he's basically just, we're basically crashing on his couch right now until we get our own place.
Yeah, bro.
That was him.
What's up, guys? Great podcast going on. Carry on.
Anyways, as I was driving here, I thought of a name. Ooh. And it's the Over-Unders. And I'm going to explain to you why. I'm liking the reaction by your face right now. I'm going to explain to you why.
You know, I like the name. I've pitched you my ideas before, you know.
Yeah, I haven't explained it yet, but you can still...
Let me continue, please. Okay. I've pitched my ideas. I've told you why, but I'm going to hear you out. So, let's see.
All right. This one is... We're called the Over-Unders because we come up with our ideas that are stupid and will probably never happen. But at the end of our debate, between our analysis, we just give the over-under as to whether it will actually happen or not.
So, this is kind of... It's kind of like a Vegas sort of thing here.
Yes.
We got going. Okay, I feel a few...
Now, keep in mind, I really don't know how over-unders work.
Does anyone know how over-unders work?
Not me, that's
so
for sure.
I'm just gonna spitball and hope it sounds right.
Alright.
Okay. Now, you, how many ideas did you come up with?
I have a few, and for anyone that doesn't already know what we're doing, because we basically told everybody that what we're doing already, we're gonna be doing our own spinoff of Half-Baked Ideas by Grant Land, and it's just basically ideas that...
Bill Simmons and crew?
Yeah, it's just basically ideas that would never realistically happen, but we go through the process of working out all the details if they would happen, but they don't actually happen because they're just stupid. So
fair explanation. That's a fair explanation.
It's tough to explain. You have to watch the video or listen to us for the next half an hour.
All right, you start, since I feel like the first one's really gonna start us off to a good one. But I want to hear what you have.
Well, I already pitched you my idea about boxing. That was just
an introduction.
Get the ball rolling. Other than that, I had a few more ideas, but none of them really, really too significant. Wasn't able to work out the details on most of them. Sorry, I'm
sip for your thoughts.
I have a wee bit of a cold here, and apologize. You know,
so do I.
I want to save my ideas for middle of the show, just because I feel like they're a good middle segment. You know.
All right. I'll start. Now you are familiar with William Shakespeare, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Fair
you know that he existed.
No, I have no idea.
Okay, that's not part of it. Okay. I'm currently reading Hamlet in my English class, and I am not a fan. I'll tell you that much. It's boring. It's difficult to understand. It's difficult to follow. So I came up with my own idea about how to make Shakespeare as a whole more interesting for high school students, and why, or give them a way to understand the plot rather than actually reading the play and not understanding it at all.
Just gotta give the people what they want.
Yes. Now, I came up with the idea of a Shakespeare video game. However, halfway through that, I thought of something better. Shakespeare Street. So, a takeoff of the ever-popular games NBA Street, NFL Street, FIFA Street, that's in there. I don't think they made a baseball one, but that's besides the
point. I don't really see where you're going with this right now, but I'm
about to give you my explanation. The Shakespeare Street video game will come out for Xbox 360 and PS3.
Okay.
And it will be similar to the other Street games, but it will have the Shakespeare characters in them. So you can buy Shakespeare Street Basketball, Shakespeare Street Football, and you'll be able to use draft a team of either like Hamlet, Romeo, Juliet, Claudius, and all the other ones that I don't know. Macbeth, I think, is one of them.
Macbeth would definitely be a big post player.
Yes, that's also part of it. Part the the characters' personalities will carry over into the game. So Hamlet will just cry a lot to the refs. Romeo will just, Romeo will just be like, he'll try to help everyone. He'll be that person on the bench that will just encourage his teammates a lot.
So like, so like a Scalabrini sort of deal.
Yeah, Romeo wasn't that good in college.
Okay.
Which brings me to another point, is that the actual Lil Romeo went and played basketball at USC just like Scalabrini, which is stupid. Boy. And he wasn't that good in college.
What did Scalabrini average?
So actually, if you want Lil Romeo or Romeo from Romeo and Juliet, you can have either one of those because they're basically just the same player in my eyes.
I think I'll take Lil Romeo over regular Romeo any day.
He brings more to the table. I'll give him that.
Definitely. And he probably is a tad bit more athletic. But anyways, moving on. I could poke a few holes in this. And you said that this will help.
Keeping in mind, you also want to help it reach its maximum potential.
Okay,
not just poke holes in.
Okay. But you said that this will help kids understand the book more or be interested in Shakespeare in general. How will they understand the plot line of various stories if their players are just running around and off the walls?
Well, have you ever played the NBA Street? Well, most recently, Home Court. NBA Street Home Court for Xbox.
No, I have not played Home Court for Xbox.
I'm going to give you a little background. You have like a story mode, and you have to conquer other people's territories. And if you conquer their territory, you get their player. And as you move up in the ranks, you can conquer better players' territories. And by the end of the story mode, it'll be your created player. And then you'll have, like, the superstars, like LeBron or Kobe or something. And then you'll have the made-up players, like Stretch or Bonafide. They're nasty. But is that you pick one of the characters, and as you're doing the story mode, it carries out like it would in the actual play. So you have a basic background knowledge of Hamlet or Romeo. And you play this before you start reading it in class, so you have a background knowledge of the character and what they're about.
Okay.
And how the play ends.
Okay. So would it just give a background, or would it give the in-depth storyline, including motifs and themes? Would those be incorporated in there?
There's no iambic pentameter in this game. There's none of that crap.
They don't do smash talk in iambic pentameter.
Now that's a they're maybe iambic pentameter. Oh. That's a good point. See, we're bringing this up. We're stacking up our levels.
I feel that it would help. It would just help people when they finally actually read the book and they're not just playing the video game, that they would understand more of what they're saying. But it's not smash talk, generally speaking. They would just understand the language more.
I like that. I like that a lot. I'll tell you that much. It'd be like, oh, I don't know what iambic pentameter is. I forgot because I don't care. So I'm not going to give an example like I just was. So what else did I have on that? In NFL Street, it'd be like, let's see, probably like Claudius from Hamlet.
You know, I haven't personally...
I'm doing a lot of Hamlet characters right now.
I haven't personally read Hamlet.
I immediately forget all the characters in Shakespeare books after I read them, so that's why I'm focused on Hamlet.
I already had a unique experience in class while reading that.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to get into that, though. Pier 7, Holly, represent. Oh. Okay. That was my first idea. I feel like that one went well. What do you think the over-under would be on that actually happening, though?
I don't know how over-under process is going
to
work.
Would we pitch it to EA Sports? Or would we pitch it... Because I'm feeling like 2K Games is starting to get a stranglehold on basketball.
Yeah, but EA Sports is good for football.
That's true.
Would we pitch... football
to... franchise that have the street games. And I'm not counting Blitz the League, because that game is crap.
Okay. I've never played Blitz the League, so I don't
remember. It was stupid. It wasn't up to par.
It's not worth my dollars.
Okay, but the over-under thing is like the over-under of how many copies it will sell if it were to be a real game.
Berg, if I may, you said yourself that you don't know how an over-under works.
I have a base knowledge. Here's the over-under. The over-under sales in the first week, if this were to become a game, would be 10,000 per unit.
You see, if I knew how over-unders worked, I probably would be able to tell you.
Under would say you think it won't do that well and it'll go under 10,000 units. Over would be over 10,000 units and they could do pretty good. I don't know the plus 300 or minus 300. I don't know what that means, but the other stuff.
All right, can we get our secretary to look that up?
That's you.
Can you?
That's you.
Yes. All right. I'm right on that.
Okay. You get on the over-unders, and we'll go to our next topic.
Okay.
Okay.
Mrs. Sun.
Okay. All right.
I'm an understudy, bitch.
Hey, swearing. Right.
Is this a clean podcast?
No, it is not. It is whatever you want it to be. Actually, let me see that Dodgers thing
for a second. Okay. Focus. What's your next one?
All right. Oh. So, I really didn't think my ideas out incredibly as much as you seem to have thought your ideas out.
I do have
out.
A notepad.
Okay, fair enough. But I want to give my idea about boxing it to listeners. Even though you already analyzed it, I feel like that's a good idea.
I feel like I can analyze it again. Yeah, I kind of forgot what it was.
Yeah, you know that's how it works. So, my idea about Boxing Day was there's always someone you want to hit, whether it's your dad, your mom. I don't know if that's acceptable.
Whoa!
But generally speaking, there's always somebody in your life that you'd like to give a nice sock to the schnoz to. So, I've taken the idea of Boxing Day, which I believe only is in Canada, if I'm correct. It's only celebrated in Canada. They don't actually celebrate it with boxing, which is just, I don't understand that one.
It's not right.
It's not right. So, take Boxing Day literally, and we're going to make it a United States holiday now. Basically, the idea that I had was for Boxing Day.
Is this just the United States, or is this a national holiday?
I think it should just be the United States right now.
All right.
Just the United States. I'll get to why later when I think of it. But Boxing Day, you can go out, and you can hit whomever you like. One hit. Everybody gets one.
I like it.
That's it. Everybody gets one. And
some people just need it.
They do. Some people need it to give up pent-up anger. It's not going to be like you go and you beat the snot out of somebody. It's just going to be you can give them one nice sock to the face and then get all the anger out and you're good.
The thing I'm thinking about, though, is what about the retaliation factor? Because these people aren't just going to want to get punched for no reason and then not want to retaliate.
Well, there's the fun in it. There's an intellectual aspect to this that I'm thinking of.
It's, just say, oh, Boxing Day, oh, you got me.
No, let it slide. You can let it slide, and you can use your one on somebody else, or you can retaliate. But that retaliation counts as your one.
All right.
So you have to make a choice. Is this person that just hit you worth your hit again, or are you saving it for somebody else?
That's a good one. I feel like there should be an introduction statement before you punch someone. So they know it's coming, but it's not like too long of a statement. It's just, I was listening to a song on the way over here by Gangstar, and he just says, ooh la la, ah wee wee, I said Muhammad Ali. And then you have to say that before you punch someone.
So like a catchphrase.
Yes.
Okay, I like that actually. You do something along the lines of, what's a good catchphrase?
Ooh la la, ah wee wee, I said Muhammad Ali. Okay,
that's one of them. I'm just thinking like,
universal catchphrase, because if you just make up your own catchphrase, no one's gonna know what it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think of a universal catchphrase that somebody says when they hit somebody. I'm trying to think movies here, and I can't. Their name escapes me.
You just got jacked up.
Something like, yeah.
Or you just get, you like flex your muscles a lot, and you're like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Okay.
Right. And then you punch them.
Like Ray Lewis said that every time he makes a tackle. I don't know.
We'll get to Ray Lewis later, man.
Do you think King Kong used deer antler spray?
That's a topic of debate. I don't think so, because I don't think he knew what that was.
When he was brought to the stage,
King Kong had brawn, but he had brains too. He had some
stuff going on up here. But,
well, he didn't really have that many brains. He kind of just climbed to the top of the Empire State Building for no reason at all.
But if you watch the whole movie, he shows some.
He has emotions, not necessarily brains. Capacity.
Monkeys have always been the smartest of creatures, you know.
Yeah, well.
Besides dolphins, but anyways, we're getting off topic.
You know who I think is a really smart animal? Are ants.
Why?
Live underground. No one will ever find you, unless you have that stupid ant hill, which kids always. Just don't make your ant hill on a baseball diamond, and then you'll be fine.
Or the beach.
I don't think ants make anthills on the beach.
They could.
I don't think they do, though, so.
Yeah, so.
As long as ants don't make... As long as they continue. Those are the dumb ants. Those are the dumb ants that make their anthill on a baseball diamond, because then, like, the third and fourth grade is just going to kick it over.
What part of a baseball diamond is a diamond?
The bases?
Yeah.
No, it's a square.
It's a rhombus, if you look at it from home plate on. It's a rhombus, if you look at it from home plate. It's not a square.
No, it's a square.
I mean, a square is a rhombus.
It's also a diamond.
Yes.
I don't really know what the definition of a diamond is, so...
Alright, well, I have your over and under definition.
Alright, if you want
to... Lay it on me.
Okay, well, what I've gathered is that the over-under is the predicted total score of two teams.
Okay.
So, for example, the example given
you can do the over-under on anything. I could do the over-under on how many leaves fall in the next day.
So that's the total number of leaves that fall, right?
Yes.
Right, so it's just the prediction of the total...
amount of something.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I said.
The over-under on how many units sold. Okay, so he was somewhere right. All right.
If you stay under it, then it's the closest person under that, but if you go over, then you're automatically out. So it's just like regular
okay, right okay.
Style okay. Okay, we'll just...
We'll save that. We'll work out the kinks in that. We'll save it for the next cast. Anyways, back to my Boxing Day idea. There are a few rules for this that I have to give. One is that you have to wear boxing gloves. That is a given. You have to wear boxing gloves.
8 ounces or 10 ounces?
I don't care. Just boxing gloves. They can't be like sparring gloves. They have to be like full on boxing.
No, because if you use the 8 ounce gloves, then you're just going like Frazier versus Foreman, and someone's gonna get destroyed. But if you go 10 ounce gloves, that's like Pacquiao versus Marquez. I mean, Pacquiao went to sleep. But they were still using 10-ounce gloves, which means it took a while. They're using 8-ounce gloves. Pacquiao's going night-night in, like, the fourth round.
That's a good point.
All right. Anyway, I don't care. Just boxing gloves, generally speaking. I don't care. You can work out the kinks in that later. But you have to wear boxing gloves just to avoid some injury. You can't just give them a nice sock to the face. It's for protection.
I understand the point.
The puncher and the punchy.
Yes.
So you protect your knuckles and you protect the other person's side of the face.
Okay.
Generally speaking. So, yeah, Boxing Day. I don't know.
Like, we already did our analyzation for that.
I don't know how we'd implement it.
Off topic.
But we will. We'll figure out a way.
All right. So, my second idea is the birthday elf.
Oh, Jesus. Is this similar to the Christmas elf?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a Christmas elf is.
Oh.
You said, I know what a Christmas
elf is. You said the Christmas elf, meaning it was one thing.
No, as in a Christmas elf.
No, it's not similar.
Rewind the tapes.
The elf is just because it's a small person who may or may not have pointy ears.
Okay. I think generally as an elf you should have pointy ears, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, right, move on. You can have pointy ears if you want it to. You get to customize it.
All right. Wait, it's a customizable.
Okay,
let me just explain it.
Okay.
This is an elf that helps you remember other people's birthdays.
Isn't that sort of like what Facebook does with their birthday system?
No.
No? Okay.
Because this elf, you can program it on the first day of the day you get it, you just program whatever birthday you want into it. And on that date, this elf will appear on your shoulder. Where only you... Like, it'll be invisible to everyone else, but you can see it.
Okay.
And whenever you see the person or have... Or if you don't see them, it'll tell you to contact them.
All right.
If you see the person, it'll appear on your shoulder and say, "Wish that person a happy birthday." Just so you don't forget. So they don't get mad at you.
Did someone forget to wish you a happy birthday recently?
No. I forgot to wish someone a happy birthday. So this is helping me out.
Oh, okay.
And I'm pretty sure I showed you this. I showed you that too. We're not going to get into it, though.
Okay. I thought this was kind of like a personal vendetta you had.
No, I just had the birthday, and yes, on the 31st, whatever day that was. No. So then it came to me.
Okay, so this Christmas elf.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, birthday elf. I'm thinking Christmas elf because that's what birthday. I want it. That's what I want it to look like. That's what I envision it as.
You can envision it like would that, but it's still a birthday elf.
How tall would this thing be? That's my question.
It would be
like, would it be sizable, or would it be
the average size of like a bobblehead?
A bobblehead? Yes. Okay, okay.
Like, there's Pedro Martinez bobblehead right there.
It's like, if you can imagine...
It's like, that's like, what is that, like, three or four inches?
Yeah. Would it be a bobblehead, or would it just be... Would it have a regular head?
No, it would just be a regular elf.
Because I think the bobblehead would have some unique aspects to it.
Yeah, but
you try to pay attention to its head as it's.
Well, you wouldn't really be able to see it because it might be on your shoulder, so you have to be like this, and like that might hurt your neck if you're looking at a bobblehead.
Yeah, but it's kind of easy to see still, I guess, if you just look at it if you're peripheral.
It's not a bobblehead.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. So I'm thinking kind of like the angel and the devil idea from movies and stories, and you got these things appearing on your shoulders. Would you have two? One of them that tells you not to wish them a happy birthday, and the other one that tells you to, and you have to pick one which to listen to. Or would it just be just one?
Well, I don't really see what the benefit of not wishing someone a happy birthday would be. So
no
point. Like, it would just be a devil that would try to discourage you from doing things, but you would never get discouraged, so they would just get discouraged and probably quit.
Well, I mean, I like some competition between my elves. If we did have two of them, I'd like some competition between the two of them.
There's not that much competition. I mean, it's like, yo... Say happy birthday. Yo, don't say happy birthday.
I mean, they could give logical backup reasons why they could be like a five.
Yeah, why would I not say happy birthday?
Yeah, but it's funny. It just adds a little more aspect to this idea.
I can see where you're coming from. I just don't get the competition part.
Okay, all right. Well, I like some competition in most aspects of my ideas. All
right.
Would it have a hat?
Yes.
What kind of hat?
It would have a green pointed hat that... It has some sag. It has some sag.
But it's pointed.
Yes.
But it sags.
Yes.
I have to get the picture of this elf in my head, and it's not working out right now.
All
right,
just picture, like, you know, like, the price, or, I don't know what it's for. I think it's Priceline, the garden gnome.
Yes.
Picture that, but with a green hat that's pointed.
Would it be as and chunky? Because elf. I think if I had that fat of an elf on my shoulder, it'd probably hurt a little bit.
Well, I mean, there's not really any weight aspect. It's kind of just imaginary, but it's not really imaginary.
So how would you see it then? Is it a hologram?
Yes, it's a hologram that appears on your shoulder.
I don't know if technology has gone to that point where we could put
elf that's on why it's a half baked idea.
Okay. Okay. So in the future, you want elves that stand on your shoulder and tell you wish that person a happy birthday.
Yes.
So it's whenever you see them, they pop up on your shoulder when they get annoying, generally.
Yeah, so they just wish them a happy birthday.
Wait, after you wish them a happy birthday, would they go... Okay, they would go away after you wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you program it for only specific people, or will there be, like, a friends list, like, taking off your phone? Like, they take your contact list.
You would program the birthdays that you want to remember. Like, if you had a birthday, say, I was in Los Angeles one day.
Okay.
And it just happened to be... Like, let's say it happened to be Earl Clark's birthday. I'm not just going to go out and search for Earl Clark just to say happy birthday to him.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, I don't want that birthday on here. It's not that important to me.
That your trip elsewhere brings me to another point I was going to make, but what happens if you program the elf to someone's birthday, but on their birthday you never see them? What happens then? Do you not wish
them
a happy birthday?
It'll just tell you to call them or text them and say happy birthday.
When? Would it be like a set time?
It would just be until you do it.
So it'd keep annoying you until you did it?
Yes.
I don't know if I like that.
I do like it because then you'll just do it and you won't put it off.
I mean, generally speaking, we're all procrastinators, but...
Not if you have an elf charm.
I feel like Bert has an extra huge problem remembering to wish people a happy birthday.
I do.
I feel like he does,
I've never wished one person a happy birthday on Facebook.
It's been a while since I've done the same thing. Maybe it's just because I don't go on my name.
It's less personal.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Someone says happy birthday to me on Facebook.
It doesn't really mean anything.
Doesn't mean
but
anything.
But if someone texts me, happy birthday.
You made an effort
to go out of your way and wish me happy birthday. I appreciate it.
So what's the over-under on units sold on this one? You going low on this one?
I'm going low on this one. I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm starting to think low, too.
So we're going to not a good idea. All right.
That's not a good one. That's not a good one.
All right, moving on. What's your next one?
Your turn. You got one.
I got to save my others because I haven't really thought them out too much yet.
I'm starting to realize that I haven't thought about too much either.
They're called half-baked for a reason. They're not fully baked yet. They're only partly thought out.
Fair enough.
Matzah baked.
Yes.
All right, well, mine are like maybe... Yeah. Mine are like a quarter baked. They're not even at the half-baked point yet.
They're just kind of raw and mushy.
Yeah. All right, I don't...
Okay.
Ew. Okay.
You are familiar with chopsticks, are you? Are you not?
Vague. I don't really use them because I don't eat Chinese.
You are familiar with the concept.
Yes, but I'm familiar with the concept.
So I'm here to help you right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No one knows how to use chopsticks, and it's impossible to teach someone because most people just don't have the motor skills.
Don't they have the instructions on the packets generally?
They do.
Yes, right. But it's still difficult to learn.
So, you want just better instructions?
I have an idea.
Okay.
You can go out to your local... Walmart.
I get so much fizz on that every time I open it.
I can tell
you. Damn it. Go on.
Oh, shit. Alright, you go to your local Walmart. Maybe Kmart. If it hasn't all closed down yet, I'm not up to date on the Kmart status.
I haven't seen a Kmart in a while, man.
There's a few open still.
Basically, just any like store that carries everything.
Okay.
They may have already made this too. I didn't really do research on it. But... mechanical chopsticks.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You just hold it and it just picks up the thing for you. You're still not out of place by using a fork. If you go to a Chinese restaurant and you use a fork because you don't know how to use chopsticks, you're gonna get some dirty looks.
This is making me want some Chinese food.
I'm not a big fan of Chinese food, so.
Pang Dynasty.
Not a big fan.
Shout out to the Han Dynasty, first of all.
After the girls' game, we're going to Han Dynasty.
Yes. That's a fact. Okay. You don't get the dirty looks that you would get by using a fork.
Okay.
But you still don't have to learn how to use chopsticks.
So with the chopsticks, I'm feeling like they'd be rather bulky if they were mechanical. Wouldn't they be rather bulky and hard to hold?
Somewhat. They'd be somewhat bulky. They'd be more bulky than regular wooden chopsticks. I'd say the diameter of each would be like 0.55 millimeters.
0.5, I don't really know how to tell.
You know, bulk isn't always bad. I mean, if you look at Blair, he's got some bulk.
That's true.
He's still effective in his position. So I think if you add a little bulk to the chopsticks...
But then again, you have Albert Hainsworth, who has a lot of bulk. And he's very ineffective.
Or Vince Wilfork, who is effective, but he has a lot of bulk. Okay, we're not talking about bulky players. We're talking about bulky chopsticks.
What do you think the over-under would be on bulk per capita if all of the NFL offensive linemen were to live in one state?
I think
what do you think the over-under would be on how much it would raise?
I don't know. I think it'd be a lot.
I don't know what the average bulk per capita is. I don't even think that's a stat.
No, it's not a stat. I don't think they keep track of people's bulk.
That's just bulk each person has.
Yeah,
that's literally what that means.
They can't
per capita.
I know. I know what per capita is.
I think it'd go up, but I don't know how you'd measure.
But I want the over under on how much it would go up.
I don't know. Okay, back to your idea. I don't want to talk about this anymore. So, would they be metal? Because I feel like if they were metal, you'd still look a little out of place. Like people give you dirty looks. Like why are they using mechanical chopsticks?
They'd be metal, but would you be able to tell they're metal? Because there's different color chopsticks. I mean, there's black chopsticks, I think. There's brown ones.
I mean, I've only ever seen wooden chopsticks, but wood color chopsticks.
They also definitely have personalized chopsticks.
Can we paint them to make them look like they're wooden?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so...
I'm starting to like this one. You're starting to like this one.
I'm starting to like this, but I don't eat Chinese food, so I don't know if it'd be for me. But I think they would be useful to your average idiot who doesn't know how to use chopsticks.
See, that's who I'm out to please with all these ideas. The average idiot.
That's a book. Ideas for the average idiot. You know how they have, like, stuff for dummies?
Yeah.
For dummies? Ideas for the average idiot.
Yeah, but those books are hard. Like, you read those. I don't feel like a dummy. I feel like the average person when I read those.
Ideas for the
Keeping in mind that I've never read one of them.
I've read a few in my day. Not, like, the full thing, but I've read, like, a chapter or two because I don't know what to do.
Fair enough.
My dad has a few of those. Okay, so... How... Would these chopsticks be given... to the restaurant, or would you have to buy them for your own personal use?
The restaurants don't want to just say, let's give up tradition. Let's give up tradition and just go with the mechanical and the industrialized world.
What if they have the option? What if they give you the option?
I don't think they should. I'm not for the mechanical chopsticks being given out by the restaurant.
So what if a restaurant has a no mechanical chopstick policy? Like a really uber traditional restaurant.
You gotta smuggle them in somehow.
All right, now we're starting to get to
the legality. You know how you do a magic trick and you say...
mechanical chopsticks.
What the...
You know how when you do a magic trick and you say, oh, there's nothing up my sleeves, this time there actually is something up your sleeves.
It's mechanical chopsticks.
Damn it.
So we're talking about smuggling mechanical chopsticks into, say, a Hong Dynasty or a... major Chinese restaurant.
I don't know. They're just like...
The name's gonna escape me, but I know there is one.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
There's that one chain.
Yeah, there is.
Look it up.
We'll get back to
that. We'll have our understudy look that up. And
Tech man.
We'll get right back to you.
I think that they should have the tech computer person at the...
Would these chopsticks
at all schools? Hang on.
Okay. Would these chopsticks?
Doesn't have anything to do with chopsticks.
Oh, okay, all right. You got Panda Express, P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. I was thinking P.F. Chang's.
I feel like they should change the tech support title to Veritech support. And whenever you just need help thinking of a stat or something about Veritech, they just come out of nowhere.
That's a baked idea for a different time.
Okay.
Can I go into moderator mode here and pose a question?
Yes. Okay.
All right. What are each of your thoughts on the Boston mayor flubbing on that? He went to say, like...
Gonk?
Yeah. And then he also did it with Vinatieri. He said, Jason Veritek kicked a great field goal to win that game, or something like that. I don't know. What are your thoughts on his... The mayor of Boston, so a pretty important guy, flubbing his own town sports teams.
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, but... I'm not okay. Personally, I'm a Boston sports fan, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm okay with them flubbing the names, but I do realize some of them are hard to pronounce, but there's got to be somebody that tells them how to pronounce them.
What was the one he said for Will Fork? Was it like Wilcox or something?
Wilcox or something like
he
that.
Said, even though he was wearing a Will Fork jersey.
Yeah. I think it's just the mayor of Boston. He's just an idiot. He's just a dumbass.
Maybe.
Like, he just doesn't... Like Wilfork is generally an easy name to pronounce, right? You would think that it would be easy.
I don't really think it's the pronouncing part. It's just the knowledge of the names.
So you think you should just watch more sports?
Yes.
In general, okay. He's busy, but
you should hire a new secretary. Because I'm assuming
I think they should give him a list of all the names and an audio recording of how to pronounce every single one of them. And if he decides to use one of those names, he should listen to the audio recording. It's not going to be like a full-on thing. It's just going to be a little clip of somebody saying his names.
Menino. All right. His name is Thomas Menino.
Okay, I knew that.
And
go on.
Menino once referred to Boston Celtics stars Kevin Garnett and Rajon Rondo as KJ and Hondo.
I remember that one. So I remember that one.
There's that.
This is a conspiracy, though. This is a conspiracy theory. This guy is doing this on purpose for some laughs and some attention.
Maybe.
Can we get back to the chopsticks?
Maybe he's a little
stupid. He does. Maybe we should get him.
I think he's just an idiot.
We should get him as a guest.
I think he's just an idiot.
That's our first guest.
We're trying to get guests.
All right, let's get back to the chopsticks. I actually have another question about the chopsticks.
Go for it. That was a big tangent there. That was a John Madden tangent.
Yeah, it was.
Boom! we're out there. Drawing circles all
around. Boom! Back to the chopsticks.
All right. Nah, you're done with your little thing there.
Now, naturally, if a guy's open in the end zone, you throw it to him.
It's gone.
Naturally, if he catches it, it's a touchdown.
It's gonna be a touchdown.
EA Sports, it's in the game.
All right, so the chopsticks. Will they be battery operated, or will they be
Speaking
like a plug-in chopsticks?
How did Madden get the name?
Can we get back to the chopsticks?
For the football games. Why Madden out of everyone? He wasn't the best coach out of all the coaches. Was John Madden a player?
I think so. I think so, actually.
I think he was. Anyway, he wasn't the best player of all time.
No, like, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Madden
Actually, was he a player?
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was. I think so.
Madden doesn't even that flow. Like, I mean, obviously you're not just going to want, like, Shula NFL 04.
Great, he never even played. He got drafted in the 21st round and never played professionally.
Okay.
The 21st round?
Yeah.
Okay.
44th overall.
How close is that to the bottom?
Great, that's so dumb that there's only, like, three teams in the NFL at that time.
Can we get back to the chopsticks?
No.
Are they battery operated?
Getting back onto this Madden thing. Why was Madden? Look up how Madden became the name of the football game, because that's different to me.
All right,
like, why doesn't the NBA have, like, James Worthy Live 2008?
I mean, if you're gonna go with that, might as well James Naismith.
Okay.
Or, I like that idea. Red Auerbach Live, and there's a cigar.
No,
complimentary cigar in every box.
Red Auerbach Live. You know how they made that game, like, NFL GM 2007, and NFL Head Coach 07, and Tony Dungy was on the cover? Yeah. They should just do that for basketball and have it be Red Auerbach. Red Auerbach.
Would it have a complimentary cigar? Because I want a complimentary cigar if I'm buying a game
only
with a Red Auerbach label.
Only if you pre-ordered it.
Okay.
That would be the pre-order bonus.
Okay. I like that. They give people pay extra money for a cigar that they probably won't smoke because most of the game.
Not right. You can't, unless they win the championship in the game. That's the only time they can smoke it. What if it didn't work? It wouldn't light until you won the championship in the game. So then, when you won the championship, it would light automatically. So you had to keep it on, or else you, like, burn your house down or something.
Okay, I don't know if that's just a safety hazard. I don't know if that'd be proved, but I like the idea of it only lighting when you won a championship. But I don't know how that would work with a cigar.
Or they mail it to you. They mail it to you after you win the championship.
Okay.
You have to, like, post it on their website or something.
But then if you pre-order it, how would you know you're going
to
get a cigar?
Speaking of getting things with video games, this doesn't have to do with video games, but why did they put bubble gum in baseball card packs? Does someone, when you open up a baseball card pack and you see bubble gum, you're like, oh yeah, bubble gum? Or do you look through the cards first, or do you eat the bubble gum first?
I wish
I still did that, by the way.
I eat the bubble gum, and I eat the bubble gum.
I think Bazooka still does.
Or I chew the bubble gum while I look at the cards.
Oh, that's.
I don't eat the bubble gum or chew the bubble
Keeping
gum.
Keeping in mind, probably runs out of flavor by the time you're done looking at the cards.
Okay, but I mean,
that's a great business model.
Not really. Just a piece of bubble gum.
What a great business model.
Yeah, but what is it? What does a piece of bubble gum cost tops?
$0.05.
No, because they probably buy in bulk. It's probably like half a cent per piece.
I don't really know. Ben, look that up.
What's up?
What's the over under on bubble gum sales for tops in the 1950s?
Okay.
All right. Chopsticks. Can you please tell me if they're battery powered or if we have to plug them into a wall, or if they're an outlet charged?
No, it's battery.
Battery powered? Then they'd be a little.
You can unscrew it.
Oh,
then,
this is interesting. Can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead. All right. We'll leave the chopsticks be.
So the original creator of Madden, his name was Trip Hawkins.
Okay.
And he first approached his childhood hero, Joe Montana.
Trip Hawkins or Darryl Dawkins?
Great.
I believe it's Trip Hawkins.
Trip Hawkins.
It's
Brian Dawkins.
He went to Joe Montana to endorse the proposed game, but Montana had already gotten an endorsement with Atari.
Oh.
So.
Montana.
That doesn't explain why he then went to Madden. But at the same time,
is there really an explanation as to why anyone goes to Madden for anything?
No. quite frankly, no. I don't know.
I wouldn't really go to Madden for anything.
That's just a fun fact. It could have been Montana. Could have been Montana.
I'd go to Madden's alter ego, Frank Caliendo, before I went to Madden for anything.
I'd go to probably.
I go Jamarcus Russell before I actually know that's a stretch.
Jamarcus Russell's make a comeback. What's the over under that Jamarcus Russell gets signed in the offseason?
I go really low. Really low.
That's why.
Really low. One of the biggest busts ever. All right. So the chopsticks, I generally battery powered chopsticks would be the bulky chopsticks.
You can unscrew the chopstick at the top, slide the battery in, probably AAA.
AAA. Because
it gives you the least amount of space. And then you screw it back on and no one knows there's a battery in there. You're just holding it like this and then snip, noodles in your mouth. No work involved.
I don't know what the sound is.
I couldn't think of what sound.
It's like scissors.
Scissors or chopsticks?
Yeah. You cutting your noodles or you trying to pick them up? I just imagine two pieces of wood clicking together. If I could find two pieces of little...
Clack? Would clack work? I don't know if they would snap together that hard, though.
Because you got a noodle on
the thing.
Yeah,
noodles. So that'd be slop.
No, not like... We're not thinking about dumping cat food into a dish. We're thinking about chopsticks.
You know, I hate to rain on your parade here, but I don't think noodles make a sound. No matter what you're picking.
Yeah, but it depends on...
Okay. So the sound...
Yeah, but it depends on how much sauce is on them. If there's a lot of sauce on them, the sauce will make a sound. That's where I'm getting the slop from.
Not really. I don't know.
Okay,
Can we move on, please? Can we move on from that?
We're skipping the over-under on that one.
Actually, no, I like that idea. I'd rather do the over-under on that one than the over-under on the Christmas elf.
Okay.
Sorry, birthday elf. I keep saying Christmas elf.
Money. What's the over-under on...
Mechanical chopsticks.
Units sold. In the first... I'm going to say 3 weeks. Because first week, people are just going to say... They're going to be hesitant. They're going to say, I don't really know if that's for me. But then when they see their friend out of the Chinese restaurants, like, hacking away at noodles with no... like arm strength issues.
Well, because
they're
people
say, "Oh, I want to get those."
People are looking to make their lives easier, and they don't want to take the half an hour that it takes to learn chopsticks, or rather, half an hour is put together, and probably end up taking like a day and a half to learn how to use chopsticks efficiently. But I think that they jump at the idea personally. Right, I think that sales. Would
I'd be say
high.
It'd be
I'm
like
go over.
I would say it'd be over. But not too far, because it's kind of a new product. No one's really sure how they're...
Have you noticed, though, on every single one of these, we haven't given a number, we've just given over or under?
Yeah, because we don't know how they work.
I've noticed. On that note, we have about 5 minutes left. So is there some kind of conclusion you want to give to this?
Like I think we should conclude with a everybody gets one segment. Our first everybody gets
like
one
that.
Segment.
I like that.
All right, we need a video.
Everybody gets one... is a segment in which you name off a play that happened...
recently.
It can be recently, it can be...
semi-recently, I would.
It could be at any time.
Okay, fine.
In which a player who doesn't usually do something well exceeds their limit at their skill at one play at one particular time.
So, like, say JaVale McGee
That's
dribbles up... So, say JaVale McGee... dribbles a basketball efficiently without dribbling off his foot.
No, JaVale
Everybody
McGee.
Gets one.
It would be like JaVale McGee goes coast to coast, finishes with a nice pass to the corner for a nice corner open jump shot, and they make it.
Instead of just
Everybody
going up and dunking the ball. Okay. But he has to dribble the ball without messing up.
Yes. He gets the rebound and immediately goes to the other end of the floor and passes it to the corner for a three.
I think I go the under on that probability.
No, it's not. This isn't over-under. This is just everybody gets one.
I know. I'm just incorporating
he'll probably
that.
Never do that again in his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. like Brian Scalabrine coming off the bench for a basket and scoring one. Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets
and then,
one.
And the coaches realize that too and they take him back out.
Yeah. You can't get more than one.
Yeah. Especially for a man of Scalabrine's caliber. Is he retired now?
Yeah, he works for CSN. He's not... He's a subpar announcer.
Subpar? I haven't heard him. I'm gonna have to listen.
He's
to him.
Not. He stutters a lot.
Is he like subpar as in sub Mendoza line or sub?
I'd say he's under the Mendoza line.
Okay. Like I find Phil Simms under the Mendoza line personally. Would he be less?
Phil
than,
Simms is average. Phil
less
Simms
than
average.
Or greater than Phil Simms?
Less than.
Less than Phil Simms. Okay, I'm not a big fan of Phil Simms. If you haven't picked up on that by now.
Okay. So, you start off since you came up with the segment.
All right. I didn't open it all the way, that's why. I'm trying to think of a play here.
I see you drinking diet.
I don't know, I just picked it up.
Rookie mistake.
Yep, rookie mistake, big time. Let's see here. Everybody gets one.
What about rookie mistakes? Everybody gets one rookie mistake.
No, because the rookies get...
Yeah.
They probably get like
rookies
five,
get
six.
A lot of mistakes.
What's the
over-under
on rookie mistakes before they get cut?
Yeah, I don't know. What would you count mistakes as? A turnover in say, the NFL?
We have to wrap this up quick. So we end up with a few. Everybody gets ones. Wrap it up.
Say how about we say the Everybody Gets Ones, because we kind of need to look at some videos for that one, and we just...
Okay, that's true.
And we continue with the over-under on the rookie mistakes.
One Everybody Gets One is being knocked out by Bernard Pollard if you're on the Patriots. Everybody Gets One.
Every player on the Patriots gets one.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Gronkowski.
Welker.
Brady.
Brady.
That's four. He's got a lot to go.
He'll make it, though. He'll make it.
Will he hit anyone defensively?
No.
No? Not even, like, kickoff team?
No.
The Ravens won't put him on the kickoff team next year?
Nope.
Just to knock out one Patriots, like, say, Nate Ebner?
Well, he might be on it for one play, because Everybody Gets One.
Okay, well, Nate Ebner has a neck brace, so I think he'll be fine. So maybe Matthew Slater. He's a Pro Bowler, though.
Pro Bowl's overrated.
It was actually a good game this year. They kind of tried a little harder. JJ Swatt got a few swats.
All right. Well, we've got some business to take care of at the high school or middle school gymnasium, whatever one it is. RMR game tonight. Go get them, boys. Everybody gets one win. Maybe this will be yours, even though you got three in a row. That was a stretch.
That was a stretch. I'd go under on this win.
I'd go under, too. I don't know who they're playing, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'd still go under. Whoever they're playing, I'd go under. I don't know much about high school hockey.
So.
I don't know how to stop this, so we kind of got to keep going.
Yeah. Our tech guy kind of left us stranded.
Bounced on us here. Actually, on that point, I did see something recently that I thought very, very amusing. I got Madden NFL 13 recently, and there's a start your career mode, and start your career. You can start your career as a player. You can start your career as a coach in Madden NFL 13.
I did see that.
And that's the first thing I jumped into when I got Madden. It wasn't the franchise mode. It was the start your own career as a coach mode.
I'm the biggest fan of NFL Superstar mode. But they've just been neglecting it since Madden 06.
That's sort of like career, I think, generally speaking.
Madden 06 was the last time there was a good Superstar mode. Because you could... I mean, Road to Glory mode in NCAA, that's good. That's a good mode. Madden 06, you could buy a new house. You could go in your house or your apartment, and you would have one guy who would just draw pictures of you.
We don't know how to stop the recording, so we couldn't have stopped.
We don't know how to stop the recording. So just play the intro music and put in the outro music, and then it'll be set. So next podcast, we'll have some Everybody Gets Ones. We'll have some more ideas.
We'll have your inaugural.
This will be on iTunes, by the way.
If we can.
Entitled Over-Unders.
All right. So we decided on the Over-Unders as a name without really much consultation is really part of it. All right. Yes. Okay. I like the
idea. Unless you come up with a new name.
Okay. Yeah, it works. So we'll just change our name every week. You'll have to look for a new name.
All right. Hit the outro music. And we're done.